Can jokes about depression and anxiety be funny? Aparna Nancherla thinks so. She's a writer and stand-up comedian based in New York City, and she's performing this weekend at the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington. BPR's resident comedian Annie Russell talked with her earlier this afternoon. Nancherla started by explaining what drew her to stand-up.
Stand-up, I discovered kind of on a whim. Like, I think my first open mic was during a break that I was taking from college. And it was kind of one of those things on a list of just like throwing paint at the wall and seeing what stuck. So I think it was kind of just a thing I tried, and it happened to go well enough that I was like, oh, maybe this is a possible path that I hadn't considered before.
Was there any tension around your family at all when this is something that you decided that you really wanted to pursue seriously?
I mean, my parents are both, first generation immigrants, and they're doctors. And I think it was a little bit outside of their realm of like understanding, but they definitely were never like, no, you can't do this. They were just more like concerned of if it was an actual career path versus like a hobby or a phase. And I think the longer I stuck with it and sort of gained momentum with it, they have gotten more relaxed about it.
You teamed up with another very funny comedian, Joe Firestone, for this web series. It's called Womanhood for folks who haven't seen it. What was the initial concept of that?
I think the initial concept of womanhood was pretty loose. I think Joe was actually the one who came to me with the idea, and she was like, I just want to do like a how-to series about being a woman and in different life stages. So that was sort of her initial pitch to me, and I'm a big fan of hers. So I was like, yeah, whatever it is, I'll do it. I don't think we went into it being like, we have a very specific agenda with this, but I think we both sometimes feel like we don't fit exactly into what, you know, society deems like is like an ideal woman. Or so I think it was us sort of toying with doing things that are like considered woman activities or things women have to go through, and like putting it through sort of our lens and making it ridiculous, because I think we always like feel like we sort of struggle with things anyway. So I think combining the two things just created what it became, which was like a very weird how-to series.
It's your body and your life.
And when you're in your 30s, your body is changing.
In a lot of ways, and none of them in the way you want them to be. None of them in the way you want them to be. None of them in the way you want them to be. None of them in the way you want them to be. So, there's gonna be a lot of things that are gonna go wrong with your body. Your ankles are gonna get super round.
Your knees, when you're young, they're rubbery, and as you get older, they're gonna feel more like plastic.
Your scent is gonna change. First it was like more of like a fresh mountain, and now it's kind of more of an attic. But you could fit most of your torso in your underpants.
So you joke a lot about anxiety and depression, and particularly on your social media, that's a theme. What do you find funny about those challenges?
I think for me, I started writing about them just because they were taking up so much space in my brain that I was sort of at a hit a wall in terms of like being able to write in general. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just write about these things since they're like all I am dealing with right now. And so I think it was sort of a challenge to find the funny in them at first, but then it made sense because comedy is like, at least my act is very much drawn from my day-to-day life. So it's like, if it's something I'm going through anyway, I'm going to like find a like ridiculous angle of it and sort of play off of that. I mean, I think I like to go into sort of darker places, and it feels like there's definitely more of a dialogue around that stuff now. But I think comedy often comes from, you know, like putting it through your own experience or like sort of building it around a story of something that happened to you and just like giving it sort of a through line that people can follow. And it's not necessarily like, oh, we just like feel sorry for this person who's going through these things, but like, you know, adding like levity to balance out maybe some of the darker stuff and giving like a payoff to things that might seem like kind of uncomfortable at first.
So you have been to Vermont a few times now, mm-hmm. and you're performing here this weekend. What do you enjoy about performing in Vermont?
It's first of all just nice to come here. It's like really pretty and it's like very pleasant. Like I went to school in New England and I think it kind of reminds me of my college days. The crowds are very fun and sort of open-minded, and I feel like we're on the same page generally, and sometimes you go to places where that's not necessarily the case.
I've been talking with Aparna Nancherla. She is performing all this weekend at Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.